93.7, the river that goes Aerosmith, Dog and Joe Show, 766-9370. Craziest thing or most extreme thing you've done to get out of a relationship? We were talking about this guy in England. Got sick of his wife bitching. One day, gets on his bike, he just jams on his bicycle. He just keeps riding, stops at the store. He doesn't say bye to her, nothing. Nobody knows where he is. Rides to the store, he's going to get something to eat. He comes out, his bike stolen. He comes out of the store, you know, he's got his 7-Eleven bag. He just walks. Keeps walking. Walks right into the forest and hides for 10 years. Because he didn't want to go home to her. He hated her.
Can you imagine how bad your life must be that that's the option you choose?
Yeah, and it didn't say that he took a tent or a fishing pole or any supplies. He just got on his bike one day and he said, I'm out.
What, you think he just slept on the ground or something out there? He what's that called? Hermited it?
Yeah. He just fashioned, I guess, wood and twigs. And he just said, screw it. Whatever I'm going to go to is going to be better than where I was.
And how long did he live in there? 5 years?
5 years. He was gone for 10.
Oh, my God. He had to find food?
Yeah.
Everything.
766-9370. Alex, welcome.
Hi, dog. Long-time listener. Glad I found you guys on the news station.
Alex, oh, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah. Welcome. Uh-oh.
Oh, Alex, where'd you go?
Oh, there you are.
No, I'm here. Okay. Can I put you on hold for just 1 second?
Can you put us on hold?
No. I'm sorry. I was talking to the other person.
Oh, I was going to say it's never been done before, but I'd like to try it.
Yeah, well, by all means, call us and put us on hold. Sure.
No. I was trying to order my Starbucks, actually.
I get it. Starbucks more important than Dog and Joe.
Not even really.
No,
she
put
them
on hold.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good for you. Okay, Alex.
So anyway, I had to escape a crazy relationship. We had been together for 9 years, and it had just went south. I had decided that I was no longer in it. And for 9 years, this normally sane person decided to go crazy thereafter. He tried to stalk me and was making death threats.
Goodness.
I have a cousin who's more like my best friend, and he didn't care to engage in, you know, like a friendly relationship with any of my family. And so when I left, I had to stay at her house because he didn't know where she lived, even though we all live in the same town. And I stayed at her house and hid out there for about 2 months, and he couldn't find me, and that drove him even more crazy. And so it resulted in him basically camping out at my work, and he stole my car. And he hid my other car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy. We had the police involved and the court. It was bananas.
Was it that crazy during the 9 years that you spent with him? Or did it keep elevating?
No, it wasn't at all. He was a very sane person. That's what kind of threw me for a loop.
Seemingly.
Seemingly. There was no indication that this would go so far south. And,
No, go back to the beginning now. I can't remember. Did you say you were married or just dating?
No, we were dating. We're long-term, in a long-term relationship. 9 years. So, I mean, we were together for a long time.
Did you guys live together?
Yeah, we lived together. We bought a house together.
Same thing as being married, just about, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a lot of problems with that. And then one of the reasons that we ended up breaking up was I, being raised Catholic, wanted to get married at some point. And he was pretty opposed to that, but he kind of waffled on it. He told me we were, and then no, and then yes, and then no, and was dragging his feet on it. And so I was like, you know what? No hard feelings. If that's not for you, great. I'm out. It's no big deal.
So
that's
Alex,
not for you.
The crazy extreme thing that you did is you just hid from him.
Yeah, I walked out one night at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just never went back.
Wow. So did you tell him bye? Did you say anything, or you just got your stuff and jammed?
No, it was in the middle of an argument, and I just walked out and left.
So do you think he thought you'd come back?
No, he was clear I wasn't coming back.
Oh, so he knew at that point in time that it was past the point of no return.
Yeah, and I think that's what sent him into a tailspin, and like I said, it went crazy real fast. There was no indication.
When you left, did you know where you were going? Had you had this planned, or was it just spur of the moment?
No, it was very spur of the moment. It was very much in the heat of the moment, in that argument, and on my way to my cousin's house, I called her, and I was like, so I'm going to show up. She's like, door's unlocked, good night.
Okay. And have you seen him since?
We had to periodically see each other to exchange property and stuff like that, and then a couple of court hearings. Short of that, nope.
And are you with someone else now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The crazy thing about it is, he didn't want to get married. So what's right. the big deal? You're with someone for a certain amount of time. There's one of two ways it goes. Either you guys agree to just live together without being married, or one right. person wants to get married.
You're married.
If the other one doesn't, how do you hold a grudge? That's odd.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of how I felt. I said, you know, and I was very adult about the whole situation and was like, you know, I'm not vindictive. Like, we have two of everything. Let's just split it down the middle. Let's walk. No hard feelings. We can still be friends. Like,
if he had found you, Alex, would he have harmed you physically?
Oh, probably.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
He had a suicide attempt. He wrote me a 21-page suicide and death threat that I had to turn over to the cops.
21 page.
Wow.
Yeah, type. A 21-page type.
I had trouble writing those in college, and I had to do those for grades.
Alex, yeah, I appreciate the share. 766-9370, craziest thing you had to do to escape a relationship.
I think writing a 21-page letter would be the craziest thing I'd have to do to escape a relationship. That's work.
Yeah, it's a lot of damn work for Joe. 766-9370. Good morning, Sean. Welcome.
Hey, hands-free listener here, guys.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, neighbor?
Woo-hoo! Hey.
Welcome, man.
Joe, I got one thing to say, man. How is the view from under the bus this morning? Holy cow.
I know. He's been.
What are you talking about?
Man. What do you mean, what's he talking about? You've been laying me flat.
Like a man coat.
Yeah.
Man.
Here's the thing.
Joe needs a new wingman. I'm your new wingman, Joe. I wouldn't break bro code like that, man. I feel your pain.
He broke the wing I had gently wrapped around him is what he done to me today.
You know not to put your wings on me. I don't want your creepy wings around me. Don't put your wing near me. Here's the thing. When you act like... Here's the thing now.
I don't act bravado.
Joe yesterday... And Joe is, for lack of better words, a little hard up, okay?
Is he? And you don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I do, because you tell me everything that crosses your mind.
Does it need to be stated right now?
Why not?
I don't know. I can think of a lot of things we could talk about.
Yesterday, what he said was, and he usually goes like this. He usually asks, hey, dog, what do you think about so-and-so? Hey, dog, what do you think about her? You think I got a shot at her?
It's getting a little too real, isn't it?
Yeah, and I guess what Joe gets sick of hearing is me saying, no shot in hell with her.
Yeah.
You need to move on. Too high maintenance. She's not your type. Forget about her. Don't do that.
Why are you trying with women that have a heartbeat? You stand no chance.
Yeah. I say stuff like that. So yesterday what Joe says is he says, in all his bravado, I think I'm going to take her home tonight. I'm talking about it is the way that he said it yesterday, because I knew yesterday he didn't have a shot in hell, but Joe showed up and he got good and drunk last night at the party.
I was supposed to. That was my job.
And I thought that Joe may have been drunk enough to at least approach her or talk to her.
No way. I don't have the guts.
And he still didn't do it. But yesterday he was all show, no go. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take her home tonight.
I did not say it like that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
So, I'm not breaking bro code. I just want people to know that Joe is lonely and he needs to refocus his attention.
I have a date Saturday.
With who?
A girl.
From where?
What do you mean, from here in this city?
The morgue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah, but you're not dating enough. And you're not finding what it is you need. These are all coffee dates and little hamburger stand dates.
That's what you do when you're dating someone. You don't first thing you do is dump liquor down their throat and get them naked and take it back to someone's house. That's heathenish.
Okay, well, the way you were acting yesterday, that's what you were going to do. I'm going to take
really?
Her home tonight.
I said those exact, yeah, okay. You're killing me here, Smalls.
Let's go to Cameron. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Cameron.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're on.
Are you there?
Good morning.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Yeah. So, the craziest thing I ever did to leave a relationship was I picked up my three little boys from that day and drove back to my parents in California without telling their dad and my husband of like 15 years.
And where were you living?
We were living in Erie, Colorado.
Wow. So, you show up at school... Bags packed, cars loaded, you show up at school to get your two kids, and you just jam.
Three kids, yeah, and car was not so loaded because I had a Nissan Maxima, so all I grabbed that day was some baby books, photo albums, picked the kids up from school, and kept driving.
Did you know where you were going?
Yep. I was coming to back to Davis, California.
And did they ever charge you with kidnapping?
No. Luckily, my aunt and uncle are awesome divorce attorneys and had all the paperwork and everything ready.
So you,
for me
you
to
had
sign.
This plan. You put some thought to this before you just up and left.
No, it wasn't planned. At all.
I can't even imagine how scared or hurt or sad or the place you must have been in for that to have had to occur. That's awful. I'm sorry to have to hear that.
You shared, oh, so I got to ask, Cameron, what led it to that? What made you wake up that day and know you were leaving Colorado to come here?
Well, because I had been suspecting he was cheating on me for a long time, but he kept, you know, denying it, and we were even going to marriage counseling, and he kept denying it, you know, lying even to the therapist. And then that morning, the husband of the woman called me.
Oh.
And confirmed it.
So that morning, when you got the confirmation, he said, "That's it, I'm done, no goodbye, I'm out."
Right. Yeah. Oh,
good
because
for you.
It had, you know, it had happened before in the past, and but I was always pregnant or had a new baby, and so.
Do the kids
would
have contact with the father?
No, he has fallen off the face of the earth.
Okay. Well,
no
good
kidding.
Good for you and the kids then.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it worked out better for you.
Yeah, I appreciate the share. See, it just takes those one little things that the light switch goes off. Years and years of whatever kind of abuse, emotional, physical, cheating, whatever it is, people just wake up on certain days and they're done.
Yeah.
Just like this guy in England. He was done with his wife bitching. He got on his bike and he'd had enough and he rode into the sunset to the forest and set up shop for 10 years.
Crazy.
766-9370, your chance to know the Dog and Joe Show coming.